This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Michael Lewis's influential book, Moneyball, was published 10 years ago. It took the story of how the Oakland A's studied player statistics and realized that they weren't valuing players for the skills that actually led to victories. The A's revelation radically changed the labor market for players and the game itself. As part of our special report this week called Consumed, Marketplace's David Weinberg looks at how the kind of market-based thinking in baseball permeates the rest of our consumer economy.
Michael Sandel is the author of What Money Can't Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets, and he uses baseball to illustrate several key points in the book. So we invited Sandel to Fenway Park to talk about them. Sandel is a proud member of Red Sox Nation, even though he grew up rooting for the Minnesota Twins, back when the games were much shorter.
Today it's common for games to go over 3 hours, sometimes 3.5, even 4 hours. And Moneyball is actually partly to blame.
When teams analyzed player statistics, they found that it wasn't the exciting parts of the game, like hitting home runs and stealing bases, that contributed most to winning. It was walks. So teams started hiring players who were good at drawing walks.
And that makes for a rather dull, long game if everyone's trying to get a walk.
Sandel says this is an example of how putting a price on something can change its value. In the case of Moneyball, it changed how teams valued players, and it changed the game itself. This isn't just happening with baseball. We pay kids for good grades. We've created a market for pollution in the form of carbon offsets. There's even a market for human blood.
These may seem like small, relatively self-contained examples of markets running rampant. But we see it in bigger institutions as well. In Iraq and Afghanistan, there were more private military contractors on the ground than there were U.S. military troops.
This was not the result of a public debate about whether or not we should outsource war to private companies.
But this is what has happened. And what I'm suggesting is that we need to step back and have a broader public debate about what should be the role of money in markets in our society. Where do markets and market mechanisms serve the public good, and where do they not belong?
The cumulative effect of all this is that we go from having a market economy to being a market society. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
If you're online later, you can go to marketplace.org to fully explore our reporting in this Consumed series. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.